We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is it a question?
I love getting up in the morning. I clap my hands and say, this is going to be a great day.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
McKenzie goes in motion right side. Shotgun snap to Josh, looking to throw left. Nobody there. Rolls to his right. Looks downfield. And he fires it downfield into the end zone. And it is caught for the touchdown. Emmanuel Sanders. Touchdown, Buffalo. Josh bought time as he rolled to his right and found Emmanuel Sanders all alone in the end zone for the 28-yard touchdown pass. Moss in the backfield, now the snap. Josh comes up throwing, fires, look to the end zone, it is caught. Touchdown, Buffalo. It is Dawson Knox, went up high and brought it in for the Buffalo touchdown. A great pass by Josh Allen. Josh in shotgun, takes the snap, looks to his left, looks, nobody comes open. Josh rolls to his right, takes a look, going to keep it. He's going to run it in. Touchdown, Buffalo, Josh Allen. Josh Allen from 2 yards out. Touchdown, Buffalo.
I just felt overall not every play is going to go for a touchdown. You know, there's good defenses, there's good teams in this league, and we all want it to be perfect. That's what we worked so hard for during the week, Josh included. But the reality of it is it's not always going to be perfect. And I think he really just played a little bit more free today and executed again at a high level, which I think there's give and take there with plays being called. Thought we were able to run the ball at times in there, which was good. And so it was a good moderation of things, if you will.
I just care so much about my teammates, and my biggest fear is letting them down. But if you look at today, our five up front, zero sacks. Dawson Knox makes an unbelievable catch for a touchdown. Emmanuel Sanders makes an unbelievable catch for a touchdown. Our defense, three turnovers, giving us really good field position. It was a complete team win today. It's easy when you got things rolling in your direction like that and getting into a rhythm early on when our guys make some plays. Dave was calling them up really well today.
It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills Football Monday, exclusively on WGR Sports Radio 550. Brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you.
The Bills make me wanna shout. Kick your heels up and shout. Throw your hands up and shout. Throw your head back and shout.
That went easier than I anticipated. A stress-free Bills game day is awesome.
You know, I'm not one to pat my own back here.
I thought it was going to be close.
I thought it'd be a blowout.
Did you?
I called interceptions for the safeties. I said throughout the weekend on pregame, you know, if Heineke's on the road and he misses high and he gets a little juiced up, I bet he throws some picks. He did. And, that's about it. And
that was easy.
That really wasn't that.
I didn't think it would be that easy. I really didn't. I was worried about their pass rush. Not a problem. You know, we spent 2 weeks talking about how, Josh doesn't seem right. He was okay yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, he missed that first pass to Singletary, maybe a little too much mustard on it, and then unbelievable day after that. I thought Brian Daboll had a fabulous game plan yesterday. I think if you're Washington, you had to be so frustrated. I don't know what the average time to throw was. Maybe it wouldn't be that fast because, you know, Josh extends plays and he runs left and he runs right. But how many times did he just fire that ball out fast and there was just no way to get to him? When they did get pressure, he'd step around everybody and just kind of make guys miss. And I thought Daboll had a great game plan yesterday for Josh Allen to have success early, get into a groove, get into a rhythm. And, he was unbelievable yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, you know, even when they made it 21-14, you're sitting there going, well, they can't stop the Bills' offense. So I don't know that anybody was worried when they went from 21-0 to 21-14. They just never had an answer. They never got to Allen. They couldn't get sacks. They didn't take the ball away. They couldn't cover receivers. And, when you complete 74% of your passes, odds are you're having a good day.
Yeah, on the drive-in, I was thinking, as you lay this out, about how good the Bills were and what Washington... If you're the Washington football team 6 a.m. show right now, you turn on the mics, you say...
What are you going to do?
Right.
Right.
It's not about... You made a... I mean, Taylor Heinicke made some mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's his first road start. What about the defense? I mean, they're not good enough to stop a team like that.
And we knew that. I mean, their front four is the strength of that team. It's not the secondary. It's not the linebackers. And, you know, the linebackers and the DBs couldn't cover anybody.
Yep.
You know, they couldn't break up passes. They didn't get enough, you know, in the zone. Josh Allen picked them apart. Yeah, and if you're, like I said, yeah, if you're trying to think, I don't know why that Jets game, Mario Williams' first game comes to mind. Would it have been Sanchez back then getting the ball out? I mean, if you're Washington, their front four, I think you had to be really frustrated yesterday because the Bills negated the best part of Washington's defense by getting the ball out fast. You know, short to intermediate passes. Josh, get the ball, make a read, get it out really quickly. Bubble screens were very effective yesterday. That's why I thought Dable did a really good job because, A, that game plan negates their pass rush, which was the strength of their defense. B, high percentage passes. You build some confidence. Allen gets into a rhythm literally on the first drive of the game for them. I really loved everything Brian Dable did yesterday. They stayed with their bread and butter personnel. You get the ball to the guys who can make the plays for your offense. Beasley was Beasley yesterday. They had no way to stop him.
Yeah, they've got the running game going as well.
And it's efficient, right? Yeah. They don't have to run it more, but when you run it, be efficient. And Moss was good running the ball yesterday when they needed it.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, the people that want balance, I mean, when it looks like it did yesterday where the run game is successful, I guess it's easy to say, like, all right, I'll take that balance because whatever they did seemed to work. And whether that's Isaiah McKenzie had a carry technically, right? That one pass out to McKenzie that was a pass probably goes as a run because it was behind the line of scrimmage and it went backwards. But getting him involved, that felt like it had been missing also, right? McKenzie's back returning kicks now, and especially in the red zone, he's been a player that part of this offense. I've always liked how they sprinkle him in. Now maybe he's had some injuries, some nicks here and there, but you know, he's a part of the game plan. Sanders it's probably the Emmanuel Sanders.
Like, oh, yeah.
He didn't like dominate the game, but he has shown through 3 weeks that any concern about Sanders fitting in or chemistry. I mean, he and Allen didn't hook up in week one, and he had a drop in week one, a tough catch that he didn't make.
But they left some plays out.
They did.
Sanders,
they did
through the first two games.
He fits.
He's good.
He fits just fine.
Yeah, he's good. He's a deep threat. You know that
he's a pro's pro is what he is. Like that's the kind of player that the Bills over the next however many years. You know, sometimes we talk about a single game. Sometimes we talk about what they might be for the next decade. They should find six of him over the next 10 years, where even he said, he's like, I'm just here to win a thing and get out of here.
And go sit on a beach
somewhere. Go sit on the beach. He said, you guys can stay where it's cold. I'm here to win, which is great. And finding guys like that once you're a good team, you know, whether it's New England or Green Bay or, you know, teams along the way that are good, find those guys. And for the Bills to get Sanders, you know, it was on the pregame show, Nate asked me if they missed John Brown. And I thought, I don't know if they missed John Brown, but they missed what John Brown did for the offense. And they also missed it when they had John Brown because he was hurt so often. And here Sanders shows up and like, okay, they missed exactly that. And now it's back. And, I mean, everything went great for them yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, it was an easy win. It really was. And I was just looking up some numbers. The nice thing about the Bills, and, you know, they're 2-1. They've had, what, I think 10 offensive touchdowns in the last two games. And guess what? Diggs hasn't even had a big game yet. Like, I'm looking at Stephon Diggs' numbers. Through three games, 19 catches, 191 yards, one touchdown. You know, not huge numbers like last year for a guy who led the league in receiving, and yet 10 touchdowns the last two games, and the offense was rolling yesterday. And that's, again, without Stephon Diggs eating anybody up in terms of the passing game. And Sanders was good, and Beasley was great. Dawson Knox is off to a really good start. I mean, they don't throw to the tight end a lot, but when they throw to Knox, he's been really good. He's been holding on to the ball. He's been consistent through the first three games. That was a fabulous touchdown catch by him yesterday. That's a really hard catch. It's a nice throw by Josh. It's not getting picked off. But what a grab to get up there, to hold on to the ball, to hold on during contact to the field, to get the feet in. So when, you know, when they need something from him, he's been very good so far this season. I can't say enough. I just thought, you know, whatever issues you might have been worried about, they tried some deep shots yesterday. They hit one to Sanders. They tried, a couple to Diggs, didn't hit on either one, but I think he was actually tackled early on one of the – probably should have been a defensive pass interference on one of the throws to Diggs. But
just enough of him to make him not catch that.
Yeah, I think so. But whatever, it was an easy win. It's what you needed. You didn't want to have to stress out. You beat a team that you're better than, and Josh looked good. Josh looked really, really good throughout the entire game. A lot of things to love about the game plan. They were still aggressive before halftime. You know, they went downfield less than a minute on the clock and got another 3 points.
Let me tell you how much I love that.
Yeah,
because
they were playing to try and get the ball back before the break. They did, and boom, right downfield. Nice drive.
What would they do against the Chiefs?
Got to do the same thing.
What would they have done against the Steelers?
Yeah.
And then the Steelers, do they not do that because they're afraid of a sack maybe? Like, right. When we watched them play the first game and thought, we need to see the Bills again. Where did the Bills go? It's that. It's how much time was there?
37-ish, I think.
Because sometimes, you know, Bills teams of old, there'd be a minute 10 and they'd kneel it out and we'd think, I mean, I can't believe you're just giving up this chance for points. 37. They're far enough back in 37. I thought they're gonna go. They're gonna
26. Thank you. They're on their own 20.
Thank you. Perfect.
With 26 seconds left, they did have all three timeouts, but 26 seconds.
If you kneel there, you're a lot of teams. A lot of teams kneel there, right? I bet that the Washington football team kneels in that scenario and says, like, all right.
And they're getting the ball to start the third quarter.
Yes. Okay. See you later. Let's get out of here. Right. 26 seconds. The Bills have the kind of offense that, of course, can go down the field in that spot. Last night in the Sunday night game, Aaron Rodgers, you left too much time.
Yeah, well, I think that was 37.
37,
seconds.
Okay. Yeah. You left too much time. And the Bills have an offense where, you know, when you do that consistently, when you're playing against another team, how many times will we hear it down the line in playoff games, whatever, against the Chiefs, the Titans, the Colts, down the scale? Uh-oh, you might have left too much time for Josh Allen. So to get from where they did to, and I mean, drives like that matter a lot to me because they say that you're sharp, your coaching staff is on it and sharp, the calls, right? They get into field goal range with 6 seconds left, and they think, we can get a little more.
Yeah, they squeeze one more play.
One more chunk.
Yeah.
And every time that a team plays it like that, I think I was really, really happy about that drive because it's about, A, going for it, succeeding, and the one more chunk to me is even more important because, all right, 6 seconds, we have one timeout. We can get a completion and a stoppage in less than 6 seconds. Mm-hmm. That's how sharp we're running today.
Yeah.
And they did.
Yeah, Allen was 4-for-4 on the drive. And look, if you were concerned at 21-14, you know, they get the screen pass, McKenzie doesn't handle, the kickoff goes short, McKenzie doesn't get to it. If you were worried at 21-14, what happened? They come back, they get a field goal. 24-14, get the stop, get the ball with 20 seconds left, 26 seconds, go downfield, and just like that, it's now 27-14, and really, if you didn't think the game was over at that point, it was when they scored their touchdown to start the third quarter. They get the stop right away, and then this great 17-play, 8-plus-minute drive, Josh is 9 of 10. I mean, that was a thing of beauty to watch. This was not a 4-play, 80-yard passing game type of game for Josh, but you know, he was so accurate and he had good zip on his passes. The second touchdown to Sanders was a bullet to the back of the end zone. We mentioned the throw to Knox. It's a tough catch for him, but it's where it needed to be. I just thought he seemed to have some good velocity on his passes when there needed to be touch. The deep ball to Sanders, the 41 yard, was perfectly placed with just the right touch. Whereas the first 2 weeks we're saying, well, you know, sometimes there's a little too much loft on the ball. I thought, you know, the throws he made yesterday, there weren't many bad throws yesterday, you know? There weren't a lot of incompleted passes, and a couple that were incomplete were probably pass interference. The one on Diggs, Beasley had 13 targets and 11 catches yesterday, and on one of the incompletions, he was held. I mean, it was just Allen was on target that much yesterday.
Did the Washington football team get their hands on one football? Like even
that's what I'm saying.
Even even a batted ball. Did they touch the foot?
They would have broken up
a couple times.
Yeah, right? There were a couple breakups.
There was
right?
the one play right at the goal line where Beasley, it was a perfectly thrown ball by Josh Allen, but the defender just got a hand in there and knocked it
out. I think that was
St.
Just at the goal. He reached around and knocked it out.
I mean, it was a beautiful, beautiful defended play. Like, there's nothing really you could do about that.
Right.
So they go home and say, well, we touched the ball once or twice. I got a hand on one of them.
Yeah, I thought, like I said, I think they had to be frustrated. You know, it's funny. We, you know, remember talking about watching the Giants-Washington game, and Daniel Jones had a big day running the ball, the Giants quarterback. And I thought, boy, Josh could really eat this team up. But they didn't have to. They even said, I think, on the telecast that the Washington coaches might have spent so much time worrying about Josh Allen's legs that they kind of realized, he's not really beating us running the ball. He's helping extend plays as he always does to the right, to the left, and makes a throw on the run. But his legs were about that. I just think, as I said, I just thought I loved what Dable did. I think if you're the defensive coordinator for Washington yesterday, at some point, if you're upstairs in the booth, you would have just thrown your arms up in the air and go, what the heck are we supposed to do? I mean, it was that kind of day for the Bills. There was just no way to stop the offense with what they were doing yesterday.
And while that's all happening, the Chiefs lose.
Yeah, and Baltimore should have lost, by the way. But whatever, the Chiefs lost.
The Chiefs lose. Baltimore looks unimpressive.
In Detroit, right.
Then again, maybe Detroit is a little scrappier because they were close against San Francisco.
It was garbage touchdowns.
They stayed close, late.
Yeah.
All right, maybe they're not total trash.
They
scored against the Packers, right?
But I don't know, Baltimore's coming off their big win over Kansas City.
Letdown game. And they still won.
They won, but they shouldn't have. Because they missed a delay game penalty, which we can get to as well. Yeah, the Kansas City game, the nice thing about that was, the Bills game was decided, obviously. So I was able to go over to the red zone and watch the end of the Chargers-Chiefs. And Patrick Mahomes couldn't pull out a game for once.
Yeah.
And the Chargers, I thought there was some good coaching from Brandon Staley, and then I thought there was a little questionable coaching from Brandon Staley, essentially giving Mahomes the ball back after a touchdown. But he was aggressive. He had a 4th and 9 in a tie game in field goal range, and he went for the first down. That's what you have to do against Kansas City. Now, again, he extends the drive, and he goes for a touchdown when I think you probably should have just kneeled down, run the clock down, and kicked a chippy field goal. But 4th and 9 with a chance to kick a field goal to go up 3. Wait a minute. Let's not do this. Let's keep the ball. Try and take more. And he converted a 4th and 9. It was a really gutsy call on his part.
Yeah, the Chiefs are in last place in their division.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it is. They have a bit of a break this week.
The next few weeks aren't bad. It's the mid portion of their schedule that really gets bonkers.
Yeah, so they'll play Washington. Hold on. Let me go this week because I'm just rolling through their schedule.
I got it right here.
The race for the 1 seed.
They play the Eagles next, then the Bills. They play like 3 NFC East teams in the next 5 weeks.
They also play the Titans right after the Bills.
But then look at the stretch after the Giants game.
Packers, right? The Packers are in there. They play the Packers. They play the Raiders, who are having a good season, right? I still don't think they're very good. Then they play the Cowboys, who will play tonight. I think the Cowboys they can go toe-to-toe. They can go punch-for-punch with the Chiefs because the Chiefs' defense is not playing well. Chiefs play the Broncos for the first. I mean, just I almost wanted to call the Bills the favorite for the 1 seed right now.
Either them or Cleveland.
Yeah,
and if they think the Browns are just quietly there while everybody else in the AFC, the Baltimore Ravens are beat up, but they found a way to win the game yesterday. And we said it: the Chiefs are in a tough division. The Chargers are good. The Chargers are a much better coached team now, and they're good. If they can keep a couple of their key defensive players healthy, Herbert had a game and a half yesterday in Kansas City against Mahomes and the defending AFC champs.
And that's
a hell of a performance.
That's the next step for Allen.
Yeah,
now,
Herbert threw 4 touchdown passes.
281, 4 touchdowns.
Right.
You go for 281 and 4 touchdowns. Will you win if you do that? I think maybe.
Yeah, you got a good shot at it. Well, I mean, you'd be doing much better than you did the last 2 games you played against Kansas City.
But the Bills, like you said, maybe Cleveland, who their style of play is like 1992. They run and play defense, and they're having a good start to the season. They had the Chiefs beat and lost. If they don't blow that game, are the Chiefs 0-3? So Kansas City is definitely feeling like something's not right with them. And just the 1 seed. Maybe saying the Bills are the favorite is going too far, because maybe the best way to say it is just, I bet Kansas City doesn't get it.
They have a tough
based
schedule.
Based on already being 1-2, already having a loss in the AFC to the Chargers, and a loss in the AFC to the Ravens, I bet they don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's the Bills. Maybe it's the Browns.
Maybe it's Baltimore. Who knows?
Maybe.
But I think Cleveland is a better team right now than the Ravens.
Yeah. But the Bills' schedule is very nice by comparison to both the Ravens and the Chiefs. I mean, if they beat the Chiefs in 2 weeks, don't look by Houston. I'm looking by Houston.
Yeah, looking by Houston. Really, that game should not be. I mean, they're a 17-point favorite, for goodness sake. I mean, you get a break. You're in the run of backup quarterbacks, which is really nice. They don't have to look past Houston. I can look past Houston. I'm not a player. They should crush Houston. What's Davis Mills going to do against this team?
No, nothing. Sam in Pennsylvania writes in, can we also, at some point today, take a minute to appreciate how terrible the Patriots are?
Yeah.
You know what, Sam? Yes, we can.
We could take more than a minute if you'd like.
Yes, we can.
I love reading the tweets from the Patriots media. After I think Mac Jones threw a pick six, and the offense was booed off the field.
I thought he was Tom Brady.
Yeah, I know. That's why I love the. I mean, first off, the idea of Patriots fans booing, come on.
You
shouldn't be allowed to boo for the rest of your lives.
You love to see it.
I mean, come on.
It's great. Honestly, it's great.
And then Brady's in there next. Oh, I hope he blows them out.
It's so great for them to boo, because what that means is the people that go there and boo, they care.
Uh-huh.
Even we would say, how could you boo? You have so many wins.
They had 20 years of dominating the league.
I know, but they don't care about that. They still care and they boo, which means they are angry and mad and miserable, and we should love
that. That's true.
That.
I didn't look at it that way.
If they were just quiet and be like, meh, then that should bother me.
Okay. I thought the opposite. I'm thinking, you're booing? You have no misery. What are you booing about,
for gosh sakes? If you see someone burning a Belichick hoodie, I know the reaction should be, this person's insane. But the reaction should also be, they're legitimately mad.
Yeah.
This is great.
I cannot believe they're booing. That's so their offense stinks. I mean, this division, I think I told you I thought the division might still be in play in December.
Nope.
Maybe not.
Nope.
This thing could be over before Thanksgiving. There are three bad off. Although, you know what? Brissett was better than I thought he was going to be yesterday against the Raiders. He actually was good, but the problem with Miami's offense with Brissett, it's all short passes. Mm-hmm. He averaged 4.4 yards per attempt yesterday.
Jalen Waddle had 12 catches for
58 yards.
That is gross.
Will Fuller, the deep threat. The deep threat averaged 6 yards a catch yesterday. So there are three bad offenses in this division. The Jets, So, I mean, between Zach Wilson and the Jets, Tua is out at least, two more games? He's on injured reserve. And Mac Jones threw three picks. There are three really bad offensive teams in this division. This thing could be over by Thanksgiving.
Yep.
You know, knock on wood, no major injury issues. The AFC East is bad outside of Buffalo.
Just showing the highlights of the Chiefs-Chargers. That's a bad interception from Mahomes.
Oh, the one they just showed the one on the...
Yeah, when it's tied.
The drive before LA.
You have the ball
as the
Chiefs tied.
He just heaved it up
with
there.
2 minutes left. You're expecting to win.
Yeah, it was a penalty. That's right. It was not a 4th-and-9 completion. It was a pass interference that kept the drive going. But he was going for it on 4th-and-9 in field goal range. And I thought, that took guts. I just didn't like the idea of going for the touchdown from the 4-yard line. Just kneel down, make them use their last time out, run the clock down, don't even give the ball to Mahomes. Maybe, you know what, Staley probably has Herbert on his fantasy team.
Right.
So he went for the touchdown. But they put Mahomes back out on the field, and he couldn't pull off the comeback yesterday. That's a really impressive win for the Chargers. Really
yes, it
good
is.
Win. Nice. All right, it is Bills Football Monday. Hey, we'll remind you once again that after a win, an easy win, it's still okay to call. Even if you don't have anything to, complain about, not very many arrows down in the arrow up, arrow down column for Sal. But if you don't have anything was negative from the game, it's still okay to call. 803-0550, you can talk about Josh Allen and his day yesterday. He was on. We can talk. We'll get into some other aspects of the game. Brian Daboll's game plan and all this other neat stuff. We can talk about the AFC race with the Chiefs losing. Phone lines are always open, and we love hearing from you. So dial us up and let's talk about what you took away from yesterday's win over the Washington football team. 803-0550 to join us this morning. 888-550-2550. It is Bills Football Monday on WGR. It is brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you.
In the shotgun, Heinicke gets the snap. Back to throw, plants his foot, dodges traffic, fires a strike downfield. It is caught at the 45-yard line. It is Logan Thomas, spins away from a couple of Bills, and the ball comes out, loose ball. Looks like it's recovered by the Bills at the Buffalo 48-yard line. It is Buffalo ball recovered by Matt Milano.
It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills Football Monday, exclusively on WGR Sports Radio 550. Brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.